Now, details have been released today about the most common underlying medical conditions for those who've had or who have died from COVID-19. Among the conditions examined are chronic heart disease, chronic neurological disease, chronic respiratory disease, hypertension, and a cancer or malignancy. We can talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, this data, it gives us an indication of the types of underlying conditions which are most closely associated with serious cases of COVID-19. What do they tell us?
Yes, people with certain health conditions, they're at risk if they contract COVID-19. And the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, they've been tracking information on cases and deaths here and what the underlying conditions are. And of over 20,200 cases examined, 51% had an underlying condition. Some people had several underlying conditions. But chronic heart disease, that remains the most common underlying condition in over 13% of cases of COVID-19. And that's followed by chronic respiratory disease in 10% of cases, hypertension in 6.5% of cases, and diabetes in 6% of cases. But also the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, it's examined underlying conditions in just under 1,500 people who have died. And again, we see there over 43% of these had chronic heart disease, 34% had chronic neurological disease, 17% had chronic respiratory disease, 16% had hypertension, and 15% had a cancer or a malignancy. So I suppose it reinforces how some people are particularly vulnerable and need to avoid in as much as they all can catching coronavirus.
There are also figures out today, Fergal, showing the number of people who are in hospital with COVID-19. What are we seeing?
Well, a slight increase in confirmed cases today in hospitals. 14 cases in hospitals today. That's compared with 12 reported yesterday. And of those 14 confirmed cases, 7 are in intensive care units, and 2 of those patients are on ventilators. The health system, it has 34 intensive care beds available at the moment and 295 general beds vacant. So it's coping with the numbers it's seeing at the moment. And there are also 144 suspected COVID-19 cases in hospitals, 11 of these in intensive care units, 4 of these on ventilators. People will obviously wish that these patients make a good recovery.
Listeners will have heard in the bulletin, Fergal, that Russia is claiming today that it has a vaccine. What's the latest on that?
Well, we know very little about this Sputnik 5 vaccine in Russia. We don't know much about the scale of testing, safety and efficacy, and the independence of trials and scale of trials. And you'd have to see peer-reviewed studies. So it's kind of impossible to say. The World Health Organization has said today that any World Health Organization stamp of approval on a vaccine like this would require rigorous safety data review. And usually it takes years, if ever, to develop a vaccine, and this will be the fastest vaccine developed if that's the case. So I guess a health warning until we know much, much more.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much indeed for that. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent there.